Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. Welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I'm your host, Brooklyn. It's so great to be here with you. And I want to say thank you so much for pushing play on another episode. If I didn't say that already, welcome to the new subscribers. And of course, big hugs to everybody who has been listening for a while. And one of those people is Trisha. And I just want to say thank you so much for being a self-proclaimed super fan. I love that. And I want to say, you know, you are exactly who I record these episodes for. I really, really, really want them to land for you and for everybody, and to make sure that you're getting something useful. It's not just a waste of time. I want it to be really, really useful and powerful and really help you shift whatever needs to be shifted for your beautiful soul-led private practice. So with that said, what I'm going to do today is speak into something that's come up recently. And that is, well, actually, you know what? It hasn't come up recently. This has been around for quite a while, but you know me, I'm not afraid to address things. In fact, even today, get this, even today, we've got the group called Australian Counselors in Private Practice Online. Now, we're, I think, almost at 300 people, which is amazing. Because, you know, I've niched this little group online. So I'm really, 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 really pleased that we've got this many members. But here's the thing. There's probably about 1,000 people that have requested to join. No joke. For every one person that gets admitted into that group, there's probably between 5 and 10 that get rejected. And that's because I am super vigilant about making sure that we've got a space just for counselors there in that group. And why was I telling you this? I'm telling you this because this episode is for the counselors. So this came up in a counseling group, and it doesn't really apply to psychologists or social workers, though it may on some levels. So I just want to set that up first because there's so many of us from all different backgrounds that listen to this. But this is specifically for counselors, because what has come up is more and more and more comments in a few of the online groups where there's a lot of allied health, all talking about things like, you know, how come there's suddenly this big rush of people that think that they can go and start a private practice with hardly any qualifications, you know? It's comments like that are or can be a real problem for some people. And so that's why I'm on a bit of a mission, as you know. I have been for a while now, haven't I? Which is strange because I'm such an introvert and, you know, I don't like conflict. But I do believe in injustice, and I do believe in integrity and authenticity. And so I guess for me, I kind of put on my Joan of Arc armor a few years ago when I first started, you know, speaking loudly and proudly about integrating spiritual practice with your private practice. And that started to really kick off now, which is great. And of course, that's absolutely who I am. But the other thing that I feel very, very passionately about too is this idea that, you know, that seems to be, well, obviously it's a false narrative, but what's happening is there's a lot of conversations going on around counselors perhaps not being as good as, or not enough as, or not as worthy as, or not as valuable as other allied health professionals. And so that's what I want to speak to today. So here's the thing. If you happen to be a counselor and you've witnessed this, or it's perhaps even been said to you and it's upset you, I think this is a little sign from the universe that there's something going on with you, not the other person. I know, I'm just going to like lay my cards on the table today, but I think what's happening is, well, I believe in this concept of like attracts like, and I believe in the concept of mirroring. And so I think that when those people who write comments like that do so, those comments are neutral, okay? They're neutral, and the online world is neutral. But when you read it, you are bringing an energy to it. And if your energy is feeling not good enough, then that's telling me as your coach that maybe you already believe on the inside that you're not good enough, and this other person or this other person's comment has been a mirror and just reflecting that back at you, and it's quite blinding and you don't like it, and it's feeling very, very uncomfortable. So I believe that the person who wrote that stuff is perhaps, you know, a teacher in a way, giving you an opportunity to bring this to your awareness so that it can be brought into the light from the shadow and you can heal from it. Does that make sense? So no, this probably isn't, I'm not going to do light and fluffy, guys. Like, I just want to help you, and I'm like fast tracking here. I know I should have done all the rapport building and gotten to know you first, but I've just dived straight in and, you know, hit you at the jugular there. And I'm not victim blaming or anything like that, because I don't believe that you're victims, but I do believe that what's happening is these comments are triggering a belief that you already hold about yourself. And the way that that belief came to be was because people have been writing these comments in online forums for a long time, and you see it often and it's repeated. And when you see something that many times, it becomes a belief. Yep. So I'm here today to say you get to, number one, explore what might be going on for you on the inside. And if you do have your own beliefs around your own self-worth or your own worth as a counselor or your own worth in the profession, well, it's not a bad thing. This is actually a good thing. It's rising up to the surface so that it can be seen and so that it can be healed. And if you need support doing that, well, there are loads of people and loads of resources that can help you with that. I'm one of them. Plus, you've got, well, as I said, if you're a counselor, you've got the counseling group I mentioned at the beginning. If you're a other allied health practitioner, well, you can come over into my other group, you know, the women's circle. Just pop in there and we can process things there sort of safely and together as, you know, women in a community. So that's probably one of the biggest takeaways that I want you to really think about. The other thing is, I want you to remember that we need to stop comparing ourselves to others, okay? As I mentioned before, if you're a counselor, ACA and PACFA see you as, and they're only two of the many, many, many groups. I'm not in those two, I'm in other groups, but I know they're peak bodies. But ACA and PACFA are all about your counselors. You're not psychologists, you're not social workers. And guess what? I'm about that too, because, that's not what they're about. They're about psychologists and social workers and not counselors, I mean. And as a former psychologist who was doing a heck of a lot of counseling, that was a bitter pill for me to swallow, to feel like I was qualified and, you know, and I've got the master's and I've got the PhD and I've got all that, but the counseling groups don't see me as qualified to be a counselor. So here's what I want you to know. If your own groups don't see psychologists and social workers as qualified enough to do what you do, why are you comparing yourselves to them? You are not a psychologist. You are not a social worker. They're three different fields. Psychologists and social workers do provide counseling. It's a service, but it's not their profession, all right? And you will provide some psychological tools and some psychological modalities and interventions and things like that. And you might even provide some social work ones, you know, ones that belong to the social work family. But it doesn't mean that you're a qualified social worker or a qualified psychologist. When you start comparing yourselves, because you're not comparing yourself with anything that's the same, there's going to be differences. And you're going to interpret those differences as you being less than. And it's not the case. It's just differences. Psychologists have their area of expertise and specialty. Social workers have theirs. Accredited mental health social workers have theirs. And guess what? Counselors have theirs. They're all just different. I'm here to tell you that there is no hierarchy. Unless you allow a hierarchy to exist. And you do that when you see yourself as being less than everyone by comparing yourselves against everybody else. So stop it. You are better people than that. You do not need to do it. Okay? You are, all of you, regardless of your background, regardless of your profession, you are all sovereign women in your own right. And if you don't know what sovereignty means, it means you have control about yourself. It means you have authority within yourself. And when you can accept that, you start to embody that, you stop comparing. And all of those insecurities drop away. Yeah? But there is no hierarchy unless you support a hierarchy. So here's a solution. Stop doing it. And how do you stop doing it? By allowing yourself to fully own why you became a counselor in the first place. Or, you know, if this applies to you and you're feeling not good enough as a social worker or not good enough as a psychologist, that's fine too. We can use the same process here. And the process is something simple like remember what makes you so excited about doing the work that you do. Focus on your clients. Stop focusing on yourself. You know, it brings up that whole, I think it's, you know, the I hate talking about it, but the whole Medicare issue, right? I think the Medicare stuff and blurred conversations with counselling groups that have allied health, you know, there's OTs and physios and speeches and psychologists and social workers and counsellors all in there. And, you know, it causes the waters to get really muddied and really murky, and they're all talking about their Medicare rebates and what they're charging and everything. But here's the thing. Did you know, and I'm speaking from experience, not just with myself, but with clients that I've worked with, but did you know that there are social workers and psychologists who are afraid to charge their worth because they also believe their clients can't afford it? And that's with a Medicare rebate. Would you believe that there are social workers and psychologists out there that still struggle with setting a fee, and they set a fee of like $120? There are counsellors charging more than that. They charge, the social workers and psychologists, some of them charge $120 because they feel guilty about the out-of-pocket expense, which is the difference between the Medicare rebate and the full session fee. So the out-of-pocket to a client could be $35 or $40, give or take. So that's what a client is investing to go and see a social worker or a psychologist that's charging that rate. But if you're a counsellor, they're generally not getting that rebate unless you're with Medicare and Bupa or DVA or, you know, whatever it is you're doing. But for a private fee, they're not getting anything. So how much must that client value the work that you're doing? If they know and they are aware that they can go and only pay $40 elsewhere because they're going to get a chunk of money back from the government, but they choose to come and see you with no rebate at all, that tells me that your clients really, really value what you're doing. So it's offensive when you sit there and you don't value yourselves. What more do you need in order to feel valued and good enough within yourself? Your clients tell you every single day that they see the value in what you do, and they're willing to put their money on the table so that they get FaceTime with you. They get that one-on-one time with you. They get that support with you. That's how much they value you. That's amazing. That is so, so, so special. And what an honor it is. What an honor it is when clients come and pay us that money and they don't expect a rebate. What an honor that is. And doesn't that make you want to be the very best practitioner that you can be the very, 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 very best counselor that you can be? Doesn't that inspire you to show up as your best self? Because it does for me. So I think what some of you might need to do is get out of your own way a little bit and get out of that fear-based level of consciousness and drop back into your soul. Drop back into that inner guidance and really allow yourself to tune in and ask your soul, ask your heart, ask your inner guidance or source or whoever it is, whatever it is that you connect to as a soul-led woman in private practice. And I want you to ask the question, am I worthy? Am I worthy of starting a private practice? Do I have something of value to offer the community? What is my soul gift? Am I a healer? What is the medicine that I provide? Allow yourself to ask those questions, because guess what? There's only love there. There isn't fear. There isn't ego. It's a love-based level of consciousness, and it's expansive. It's going to open you up and get out of your own way so that you can love yourself, value yourself, and show up in the way these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful clients are counting on you to show up. All right? I hope, I really pray and hope, it's my highest intention to give you a kick in the bum today. And, you know, because I don't think anybody else is going to, but I give you a kick in the bum and just say, come on, guys, you've totally got this. You're beautiful souls with beautiful hearts and beautiful messages. Let's stop the comparison and make way for that beautiful soul connection again. Okay. And if you need more support, or if you want some one-on-one support, or if something's come through for you, maybe you've had an aha moment, or maybe you're having a moment of trauma as a result of something I've shared today, please let me know, because I'm here to support you and I'm here to help you. And everything I share with you, I share with love, honestly, with love. And I wouldn't be sharing this had I not gone through the exact same thing myself. Hand on heart, I went through the exact same thing myself. All you've got to do is scroll back through some of the early podcasts and I'm sharing it with you, like totally raw. All right. But I'm here to support you. And I want you to contact me, whether that's an email or in the group or on Messenger or however you like. And let's get you supported in getting out of your own way so that you can be the most beautiful, 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 down-to-earth, grounded, focused, present woman that you can absolutely be for your clients. And let's put this comparison stuff to bed once and for all. Let's do it together. Let's put it to bed now. Are you in? You're in. I knew you would be. All right, guys, I love you so much. And if there's anything you need, reach out. I hope you have a really, really, really beautiful Saturday. And thank you so much for listening. Okay, bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.